Cruise with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 7th of October. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How's your week been so far on a Tuesday?
Okay.
Can you turn your aircon off?
I'm just going to,
while you're talking. I'll tell you a little joke. Can't think of any. We have a fabulous show today, listener. After the Superior show, Scoff and Quaff at 11.
What a load of rubbish 11, that was today.
Well, we had lots of presentations and prizes. There's a free three-month subscription to Children's Baking with Sweet Pea Pantry. So if you're listening, listener, and you'd like to do that, let us know.
Cool.
And have a cracking show. Who's the sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Brooks Security. They're domestic and commercial security systems. At Brooks Security, they offer a professional and comprehensive service for all your security needs across the southeast of England.
CT cameras?
What?
CT cameras?
With over 20 years' experience in supplying, installing and maintaining alarm and CCTV systems.
Mm.
They pride themselves on their expertise providing bespoke security systems for their customers. Whether you need burglar alarms, CCTV, access control or door entry systems, we have a state-of-the-art solution. You can find out more about Brooks Security by going to their website, which is www.brooksecurity.com. So many, many thanks to the team at Brooks Security for sponsoring today's show.
Can they do, for example, so as you can work it from your iPhone?
I'm sure they do, yep.
Can they do it if you've got a cat that leaps about everywhere?
Can they do what to the cat?
Well, you know, can they...
you mean shoot it out of the air if it leaps?
No, you can't say
like,
that.
Like with a laser. That would be good. Oh, that's a good idea,
Adrian
Jules.
Adrian Kearney might be listening. You can't say
Sorry, Adrian, I was just winding her up. Yeah. She's annoying me today just for a change.
And who is Adrian Kearney? Let's tell them.
Adrian Kearney? Yeah. He is the man behind the famous AK Pet Services.
Yeah.
The pet ambulance and taxi service over there in Medway.
So if you've got a crocodile listener with a sore tail, he will take it to the vets for you.
He would indeed. Or Samson the parrot, even.
Yes. Or Delilah.
Yeah. We've got loads of things to get through today. We've got some fabulous guests lined up. We're going to talk to you about lots and lots of things. But there's a few things I want to mention. Not least of which, today marks the start of National Herbs Palsy Awareness Week. And I want to tell you a little bit about Herbs Palsy. But for those of you that are regular listeners, you will know it's one of the things we're really the proudest of on this show. Last year... at the same time, we mentioned Herbs Palsy, and a young man who was listening to the show randomly suddenly realised when we described what was going on that he may well be a sufferer.
Yeah.
And he made contact with the people at Herbs Palsy, the support group. Not only was he diagnosed as a sufferer, but they helped him overcome 20 years of problems that he didn't understand he had, and we are incredibly proud of that. But I want to tell you about Herbs Palsy in case you don't know, because it's not a well-known syndrome. Yeah, and the Herbs Palsy Group, Herbs is E-R-B apostrophe S, Herbs Palsy Group is the only UK-based organisation offering advice, information and support to families affected by Herbs Palsy. They give support to parents, adults and children. They put parents in contact with each other. They produce quarterly newsletters. They help with obtaining medical information. They give advice on benefits and aids for the children that suffer from this syndrome.
Mm.
They hold annual events for families. They produce information sheets and they provide information on all the treatments that are available. They hold an annual education day for health professionals. Their aim is to increase awareness and understanding of this condition, and each year they run a training event for professionals working in the field of Herbs Palsy. And for families, they have an annual fun day. So what is Herbs Palsy? Well, Herbs Palsy, also known as brachial plexus paralysis, is a condition which mainly due to birth trauma can affect one or all five primary nerves that supply the movement and feeling to an arm. Each baby's injury is individual. The paralysis can be partial or complete. The damage to each nerve can range from bruising to tearing, and some babies recover on their own. However, some may require specialist intervention. And for many people, this is a lifelong disability, which can affect the mobility and function of their arm and impact upon their daily life. Early intervention is crucial in order to ascertain the full extent of damage caused. There are tests which can be carried out that show which nerves are damaged. Treatment in the first year of life can have a significant impact on recovery. So if you want to find out more, if you want to support the good folks at Herb's Palsy Support Group, please go to their website, which is herbspalsygroup.co.uk. I'm going to spell that all out for you. It's E-R-B-S-P-A-L-S-Y-G-R-O-U-P, herbspalsygroup.co.uk. As with everything you hear on the Business Bunker Show, there is a link to the Herb's Palsy Group on the community pages of the Kent Business Radio website. Do support them. They do a fabulous
it's
job.
It's a great thing. And also, there are many, many companies that we sort of put together. So you're a bit like, you know, you're a person that puts people together, aren't you? What's that called? A connector?
Jigsaw.
You're a connector.
A connector, I think. Am I?
And
like Lego, you mean? I've got lumps and you stick them together.
And the other thing to notice is, being commented on at the moment, is watch how your stats go up on your website, King's Rochester.
Yeah, absolutely.
People coming on the show are commenting also on Scoff and Quaff.
Yeah, if anybody's thinking of sponsoring the show, last week's sponsor, Phoenix Analyst, sent us a rather interesting snapshot of their web stats while they were on air. And they kind of quadrupled.
Yeah.
They went up by 1,000 or so. And Harry Covert also had a very similar syndrome
Harry
the week
Covert
before,
had 1,000 hits the day before the show, Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show, 11 to 12.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you know X-Tech needs your help, Paul Andrews?
Do they?
They say that we're raising money for Chestnut Tree House Hospice. And X-Tech's directors are Paul and Andrew. That's a close one, isn't it?
It is, Paul actually. And Andrew. Yeah. Nothing to do with me, Squat.
There is a comma. And Jethro, I love Jethro.
Are you calling me Common?
Common.
Oh, Common.
Are driving. They're riding 100 kilometres for Chestnut Tree House Hospice. And it takes £3 million a year, they say, in charitable donations to run Chestnut Tree House. And this gives very poorly children a chance to live through progressive life-limiting conditions. So they're asking you to please help. The money raised will help to provide bereavement support, end of life and short break care, and sibling support to families from around Sussex. If you can help, we'd ask you to go to justgiving.com/XTech, E-X-T-E-C-H, hyphen limited, or you can text donate £5 to text EXT for Tiger, E88, £5 to 700701. Thank you, they say. So that's X-Tech.
Cool, thank you for that.
You'll put details on your lovely Kent Business Radio website.
We will indeed. Everything you hear on the show goes on the website so that you can follow up and find out about it.
Yeah.
I also need to tell you this. One of our big supporters on the radio show has launched a new website and he sent us an email. Hi, Paul and Jules. Firstly, thank you for taking the time to read this email. Today is a very big day for me as both my new website goes live and my fourth book is published via Kindle. And his fourth book is called 50 Grades of Pay.
I have an inkling of who it might be.
It's Mr. Mike Waterton. I downloaded the book last night, 50 Grades of Pay. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I am really looking forward to reading it. Basically, Mike has put up a website, which is Mike Waterton, W-A-T-E-R-T-O-N, MikeWaterton.com. And on that website, you can find literally hundreds and hundreds of resources, book downloads, articles, videos, all kinds of things on inspiration, motivation, and how to succeed in life. Do check it out. Do have a look. Do follow Mike on the Twitter at Mike Waterton. Also follow his daily inspirational tips, which come under the hashtag Daily Bread. Hashtag Daily Bread on the Twitter. So do check that out. And we will give you some links to some of Mike's other books over the coming weeks on the show. But do have a look at 50 Grades of Pay and Mike's website, www.mikewaterton.com. And again, you will find links to that and to the book downloads on the Kent Business Radio website. So do check that out.
Didgeridoo Weekend have the festival. It's organised by a digital agency, the Deesons, and the festival will explore the impact technology has had on society and culture. And it's mixing inspirational lectures and discussions, they say, with rock star leaders, with lightning talks from members of the community. It's going to be hosted by Robin Ince. He's a comedian, writer and co-host of BBC4's Infinite Monkey Cage. Have you heard of that or watched it?
Infinite Monkey Cage, yeah. I have indeed.
Yeah. I never have. Is it good?
Yeah.
We'll have to tune in. And he'll welcome you to the Didgeridoo Weekender as host for this one-day tech, digital art and design festival. and it's at the Gulbenkian, University of Kent, 18th of October, 9:30 to 6, £10 a ticket. Website is digibri-weekender.co.uk.
Cool. As always, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. But you could email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get a hold of us and to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have already had over 100 tweets in, and I will read some of those in a moment. But do tweet us if you'd like to interact with us live on air. I think I'll kick off with some, actually.
Sally Laker, making a fruitcake listening to you, Paul Andrews.
Was that thunder?
No, it's a trolley going by.
Oh, was it? Ah, it's
Sally
thunder.
Laker, making a cake.
It's not lemon drizzle.
No, it's a fruity one.
It's fruitcake.
Yeah.
Nice one, Sal.
She's listening in.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Oliver Fisher, SCBT. And I will tell you who Oliver Fisher are.
Oliver Fisher, true.
Oliver Fisher are a charity fundraising for the Oliver Fisher Neonatal Intensive Care Unit at Medway Hospital. And they say to us, Vanilla Web, the Winter Ball is on Saturday the 29th of November at the Union of Greenwich, Pembroke, proudly supported by Fleet Luxury. This is a bit convoluted, because what they've done is they've used Twitter handles to identify this, which is makes sense in Twitter, but not so much when you read it out.
Yeah.
So if you want to find out anything about the Oliver Fisher SCBT Winter Ball, which is taking place on Saturday the 29th of November, please go to their website, which is oliverfisher.org. That's Oliver Fisher.
Oliver Fisher.
Oliver Fisher.
Oliver Fish.
Oliverfisher.org. Okay. Thank you for that, Jules.
What's your idea? Oh, you're reading more. Go on.
Only if it's not interrupting you.
No, I'm just going to read it out.
I would hate to interrupt you.
I'm just getting... You told me to get through these, so carry on after you.
AM Marketing has said, wishing that you have a great show today, following from the Superior Show. Who started this nonsense? F Keys, the Microsoft training people over on Midway City Estate, have tweeted in to say they're listening, as have ADM Computing in Canterbury. The Kent Deaf Children's Society have tweeted.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and they said, we're delighted to have Vanilla Web, that's me.
You're going to speak there, aren't you?
Presenting our awards at this year's achievement ceremony and party. It's my absolute pleasure, and while we're talking about that, I'll read out something about it, actually, because I've got some stuff on it here.
Phone's ringing.
We've got a phone call now as well.
Who's calling the business bunker?
I'll tell you what, we'll take the phone call, shall we?
Yes, do. Who's calling the business bunker?
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker Show.
Morning, Jules and Paul.
Hello, yeah. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good, good. Thank you for calling the Business Bunker. It's lovely to hear from you.
Our favourite listener.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We were just talking about you.
Oh, was you now?
Yeah. Were your ears burning?
They were. I just turned the radio down, so obviously you didn't get the feedback. So
right.
I must have missed that bit.
Good man.
I'll listen to it again later.
Yeah. So what have you rung to tell us, mate?
Well, I wanted to just call in and give everybody the heads up. In the last 2 weeks, I've actually received 2 calls to my home network, or my home, regarding people phoning and telling us that they're companies that are Microsoft partners and that there is issues with my computer indoors.
Oh, I've heard of this. I've heard of this. This is a real problem.
Yeah, and so I just wanted to make sure that, you know, to give everybody the heads up to certainly not entertain these people. And it's surprising how many other people, and it's not just the elderly or those that are not, you know, quite as computer literate as a lot, who fall foul of this. So what we've done is we've created a PDF document that can be downloaded. I've sent you a copy. To put on the
I saw that earlier. I'm going to put that up on the website later, Alex.
And it would be a good idea to just get that and possibly print it off, put it on some notice boards, or give it to family and friends to just give them the heads up about not doing that and getting caught out by these people literally phoning in and taking control of the computer and everything else.
Yeah.
So that's my main reason for call. And just one other thing in passing, we've got a Microsoft Excel taster seminar running next week on the 14th.
Okay, where's that? Where is that, Alex?
That's in Canterbury at Chaucer Road, the ADM offices, between 9 and 12 in the morning, and it's just £45 plus VAT per person.
Parking.
If anybody wants to give us a call and come, they can learn lots of shortcuts, tips and tricks in the seminar. There's only about 6 places left, so book early.
Cool.
And that's about it.
Can people book that through your website, Alex, or find out
about
it?
They can book that through the website. If they go to the courses page and then click on Microsoft Excel,
okay.
They can book that online.
Fabulous. Give us a shout for your website.
Yes, it's www.ffreddy-keys.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And the downloadable PDF is also on the free page of the website as well.
Fantastic. Alex, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. It's highly important that we let people know about that. I have heard quite a lot about that, and there's a lot of people been duped by it. So thanks for letting us know, and also thanks for letting us know about the workshop. As you know, I've done workshops with you, and I highly recommend them. Alex is a fabulous teacher, and it's really well worth it. So do get along to that.
Yeah.
Alex, thank you for calling, mate. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Bye, Alex.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye, bye.
He really does. So not just being a fabulous teacher, I agree with you on that, but to save you time and money as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Showing you a little short...
improved productivity.
Little shortcuts.
Absolutely. I was just going to tell you some more about the Kent Deaf Children's Society.
Do.
They've invited everyone to the Awards of Recognition and Achievement. Let's party! On the 8th of November, and it's at the Hempstead House Hotel and Spa, and it's from 5 p.m. till late, and it's an evening dedicated to recognising and celebrating the achievements of young deaf people of Kent, the professionals and organisations that support them, as well as their families and friends. We would be delighted for all families, including children of all ages, to come and help us celebrate those who have been nominated or been fortunate enough to win an award. The evening will be a huge success if well supported, especially by those who appreciate firsthand the barriers that deaf children have to overcome on a daily basis. Following the success of previous award ceremonies, our organisation would like to ensure that such a prestigious occasion is marked accordingly by combining the ceremony with an evening of fun within a luxurious setting. Entertainment will be included too, ensuring everyone has a great time. So please book your place by Monday the 27th of October at the latest, and please don't delay in booking. And you can find out all the booking details by going to their website, which is www.kdcs.org, www.kdcs.org, or you can email them at office@kdcs.org. So do please go to that. I'll be there.
You'll be providing the entertainment.
Apparently.
You're doing the can-can.
Apparently. Also, I believe that they are looking for anybody that would like to donate a raffle prize. That would be really useful. If you would like to donate a raffle prize, please could you email your intentions to do so to office@kdcs.org, or you can contact me and I will organise it. But please do donate. Anything for raffle prizes would be most welcome. Thank you so much.
It's a great cause.
Mm.
May I read my email now?
If you really must.
Well, don't snap at me if I start.
Oh, come on, Jules, get on with it.
There's a business community breakfast and they're asking...
That's enough.
What's your idea? This is from Cookie, Peter Cook.
Is it?
It's about him. They'll be sharing ideas at BCB business community breakfast when Peter Cook leads an open forum of questions and answers, and there will be no panel of experts because each person there has experiences which may well assist others in difficulty.
Do you know, I really like Peter's books.
Yeah, I do.
His two main books are Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll.
Are you officially interrupting me?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm doing to you what you do to me.
I'll put my paper down.
I noticed you taking your glasses off as well, and you've looked all huffy.
No,
Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll and Punk HR. Two great books. Buy them. Read them. Carry on, Jules.
I'm going to ask my guest, is that a huffy face?
Yeah.
No, it's a lovely face.
Don't encourage her.
Yeah, you like Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll best, don't
no,
you?
No, it's Sex, Leadership and Rock
leadership.
And Roll, please.
Right. You know, something like that. And what was his other one? Punk
HR.
No, Punk HR. Yeah, which is your favourite?
Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll.
Okay. Followed by Punk HR.
Followed by Punk HR.
Anyway, as I was saying before Mr Andrews interrupted me, there is... Oh, they'll have Alex Waterton there. He's going to put up your ad, if you want it, on the screen at intervals throughout the breakfast. This is the second Thursday of each month at Gillingham Golf Club, commencing at 7:30 a.m. and finishing by 9 a.m. And they said there's no pressure to leave and many stay for more, for longer. So the website is all the W's, businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, and that's from the amazing, the fabulous Ken Wheeler.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ken.
Have I ever met Ken Wheeler?
I don't know if you have, actually.
Do you know, there's an air of black magic in here today.
Oh, here we go. Do you reckon?
You heard the thunder?
I did hear the thunder. Yeah. You tried to tell me it was somebody moving their chair about, but it was actually a roll of thunder, wasn't it?
I had my little tuna salad. It was lovely.
Was it?
There's an air of black magic, isn't there?
There is.
A bit spooky.
Do you think? Yeah.
There's sort of a black magic woman in the studio. Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, cause you might just break up my magic spell. Spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Yes, I need you so bad.
With the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Black Magic Woman, yeah. Fleetwood Mac,
it's
Peter
a bit
Green.
Raunchy, wasn't it? That?
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah,
that,
might have to have a lie down.
I'm a bit of a Fleetwood Mac fan, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Good.
Well, didn't you frolic once with Stevie Nicks?
Didn't I do what?
Didn't you frolic once with Stevie Nicks?
No, I did not frolic
sure
with Stevie Nicks.
Tell me, on one of our long lunches, I'm sure you said
No. I've never frolicked with Stevie Nicks.
Did I ever tell you about me and Mickey Dolenz?
No. You didn't get up to some monkey business, did you?
You're quite funny sometimes.
Do you think so?
And I'll tell you on the next lunch.
Oh, really?
There are two generous...
It was Chrissy McVeigh.
Did you frolic with her?
I didn't frolic with Chrissy either, but I was a big fan of Chrissy McVeigh, and Chrissy lives in Canterbury.
Yeah, and you bumped into her once.
Yeah.
And frolicked.
I did not frolic.
Did you go to the abode?
No, we didn't. She lives in Wickenbrew, actually, and I bumped into her in Wickenbrew.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, enough of that. Carry on.
Two generously spaced four-person offices available now. This is the Enterprise Foundation, which is currently offering two generously spaced four-person offices available. And it's at the Maidstone Enterprise Centre. The cost is $480 plus VAT each per month, unfurnished. You can take a little bean bag with you. And these offices are designed for start-up businesses, social enterprises or charities looking for first-time or additional accommodation. So it also provides pay-per-month workstations, excellent communal facilities. Would that mean a loo, I expect?
Maybe
a little kitchen. Number of training and meeting rooms to hire at competitive rates. So to find out more, you can phone Emma Brooks on 01622 757-590, or you can email her at emma.brooks@enterprisefoundation.net. And details, as always, will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool. I've had a tweet from GFC Forever. That'll be Gillingham Football Club, presumably.
Yeah. I prefer to say Gillingham.
Aye. And the guys behind their web handle is VIP Jills, and the guys behind this Twitter account are doing a lot of work supporting prostate cancer.
Oh, that's excellent.
And they've tweeted me that said, please, could you vote for these guys, please, which is Two Fingers Brewing. And on the Twitter, that's the number Two Fingers Brewing. Two Fingers Brewing on the Twitter. All their profits are going to Prostate Cancer UK.
Brilliant.
And they've given me a link, presumably, which is the voting link. I have retweeted it, but I will find it later on, and I will put it on the Business Bunker website so that you can follow up. But the easiest way to do it is to follow either VIP Jills and or Two Fingers Brewing and support them, because they're supporting Prostate Cancer UK.
And if you're 40, go and get a check. Any men listening, if you're 40, go and get a check. It's simple.
Luckily, I'm not.
No, you're not. You're not quite 40, are you?
I'm nowhere near 40, no.
Long in the tooth.
I didn't say that.
There's a Kent Business tweet up, Paul Andrews.
Is there?
And the next one is on Monday, the 13th of October, which is next Monday.
That'll be Faversham then.
Yes, it's at Brogdale, your favourite event place.
Oh, I like Brogdale. Hi, Donna.
You like an apple. Or a cider.
I don't like cider. I'm teetotal. Why would I like cider?
Well, you could have an apple juice. Perhaps, which is
cider for babies.
Anyway, and also there's a Whitstable meeting or a tweet up, and this is free business networking on Thursday the 16th of October.
At a Continental Hotel in Beach Street, Whitstable.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's very nice. Best view in town. And there's also, of course, Lenny's, where we always have a resident speaker because the acoustics are good there. And that's on Lenny's on the 30th of October. 10 to 12 o'clock, and that's with Dennis Head of Beds.
Cool.
Free parking.
Good.
Details are on www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk, and a great event. We had, actually, when everybody was on holiday, we beat the BOB, Business Over Breakfast. We had 28 people.
Did you?
In August.
Beat them? What, did you have a competition? Did you have a fight?
No, we beat them with numbers.
Did you go in the street and fight?
Numeros.
Fight.
Numeros, we beat them. Bums on seats.
Cool. Faversham-based solar company New Form Energy has been shortlisted for a solar power award.
Well done, guys. Solar.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well done. You can find out more about New Form Energy by going to their website, which is newformenergy.com.
Ali and Mo are listening in. They say hello to Telcare.
Oh, from Alamo?
Yeah, they're saying hello to Telcare.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa Marie, and hope to
have
see you
been
soon.
There, Lisa Marie?
I haven't. Not yet, no.
She's got friends.
It's good.
Yes, my friends.
It's really nice. It's a Moroccan restaurant in Whitstable. I don't know if you were going to say that.
Well, what I was going to say was that they're saying, in a Moroccan way, that they've just released their Whitstable, not their Whitstable, their Christmas menu.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they released a new album.
Ali and Mo go to town.
Yeah, Moroccan music.
Their Christmas menu is out now, which is Moroccan fusion.
Is it?
Yeah, and they're also open Christmas Day. I might go.
Should we upset Lisa? Have they got any goat on the menu?
Oh.
Sorry, Lisa.
Chloe and Clarence.
Chloe and Clarence. Haven't talked to Chloe and Clarence for years, actually.
Yeah. They said they love.
Did I? Oh, thank you. It's officially our first birthday, and that's the Smokehouse.
Yes.
In Margate. They started trading 1 year ago today, and I'm very proud of how far we've come. Well done, guys. That's a fantastic achievement in this day and age, starting a business and getting to your first year birthday. And that's margatesmokehouse.co.uk. And just while we're talking about anniversaries, this week is the second anniversary of Channel Radio.
Wow. Mm. But you've been going a lot longer.
Business Bunk has been going 5 years, but Channel Radio, it's our second birthday.
Seems much longer to me.
Yeah, it probably would.
We are fundraising, says Betsy Aiden Yance. She's the CEO.
You can't say that, can you?
Aiden Yance.
You can't say that. It's Aiden Yance, yeah.
Aiden Yance, that's what I said. She's the CEO, Centre for Creativity and Enterprise. And they are, they're asking us to watch a video, which you can do on www.indiegogo.com/projects. But that will be, there'll be a link on the Business Bunker website to see that. And they're saying that they're fundraising to build a partition in the building, which will help with income to keep them going. So if you're in Ashford, make sure you come and see them. And they're right above Cafe Nero. Do you know anything about Betsy Aidan Ants?
I do indeed.
So what do you know?
Lots. What do you want to know?
Well, enlighten me.
Well, what do you want to know?
What do they do?
What does Betsy do?
She does everything.
Creativity. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like it's art, works of art.
She runs two or three not-for-profit and charitable organisations based in Ashford. She runs Joining Hands. She runs the Centre for Creativity and a few other bits and pieces. She's very active in the community, helping people. And they especially run craft workshops that help people get back into the world of work by making things.
Fantastic. Fantastic idea. And the website is CCE-ashford.org.
Cool. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our guests.
Let's.
It's absolutely brilliant to welcome on here some sensible people after the previous half an hour. Josie's just going to knock them out with the microphone, and then when they come round, we're going to talk to them. Basically, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Lisa Marie Settle of Telcare, Kim Clark, who's the head of careers at the King's School Rochester, and Harry, who's a Year 13 A-level student at King's Rochester. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show, folks. What we want to talk about are two or three things. We're talking about this afternoon the whole engagement between work, employment, and schools and education. And this is following on from something that Lisa Marie and I did a couple of weeks ago in conjunction with a lot of other people when we were kindly invited along to a careers fair that was held at the school in Rochester. And we went along there and we did loads of things, and it was incredibly interesting. So I think we'll kick off. First of all, we'll hear from Lisa Marie that will tell us a little bit about what that was about and her involvement with this. And then we'll talk to Kim and Harry.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for inviting us.
That's all right. And Chloe and Clarence are still well?
Yeah, I think they're probably just about talking to you after that little remark.
Are they? Yeah, I thought I'd slip that in.
They're doing good. I also need to say hello to the gang at Telcare who are listening in. Simon told me to say hi to the Telcare Massive, but Becky said no, not to say that.
So don't say that.
So I won't
mention
that.
We'll pretend you didn't say that. Good one.
Yeah, so the workshop, I was involved, Kim invited me to help out with the networking workshop, and I kind of thought, you know, what are we going to do with a bunch of sixth formers and just a few people milling around? It's going to be a bit awkward, and we need to inject some fun. Mm. So I got 10 volunteers who were all absolutely brilliant, including Mr. Paul Andrews, and we did some speed networking.
We did indeed.
Which was really, really good fun. Mm. We had some soft networking going on around the outside, but the students were really, well, they were amazing, weren't they? Joined in. Mm. There were a few that were perhaps not so forward.
Slightly reticent.
Yes,
yeah. And that's
stood at the back. But they still got involved in the soft networking.
But to some extent, Lisa, that is, you know, that's even true of full business networking, isn't it? If you go to
absolutely.
A business networking event, there are people there that kind of hang around the back and don't say a lot and don't get involved and a little bit shy and nervous. So
they'll do that for two or three events until they find their place and, you know.
Until somebody drags them in or they get comfortable. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that was fine. But I honestly thought we had five places for the speed networking. Five or six?
Six.
Six spaces. And I thought that we might struggle to fill the places.
Yeah.
But in fact, the opposite was true. We had a queue.
Yeah, we did.
And we had to cut down the 60 seconds that we were giving everyone to 40 seconds. Mm.
Wow.
And we were ringing the bell and saying, right, time, ding, 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 move on. And everybody's carried on talking. So we were just sort of practically ringing the bell in their ears. It's like, get up, move, you know. And then at lunch, at break time, we had to kick them out of the hall and say, it's actually break time and we'd like to go and get a cup of coffee, please.
Yeah.
And again, at lunchtime, we had to say, right, it's over now.
No,
so
it was a fabulous day, wasn't it? And the
really
students
well.
Really did take to it. They really got the vibe of it. They participated in a way that was really conducive to what they were doing and really made it happen.
Yes, and it was interesting to see some of the students that came in and, came up to me and said, oh, I don't know what to say. Mm. I'm not sure, you know, I don't think I can do this. You know, what, really? You know, you've got 60 seconds to talk before you've even got your brain in gear. That 60 seconds is going to be up.
Yeah,
and they were in and queuing to get into, you know. Mm. And it was amazing. There was one particular young lady who never in a million years would I have said that she would have taken part in that. And I happened to look over in her direction, and there she was, sat, you know, chatting away. And when the bell went, she was still carried on talking. So right. For me, that made the whole day, you know, worthwhile to see that she had actually been comfortable to do that. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it? Because when we were talking to the students beforehand and telling them what the process was, and saying, look, you know, some of the things you can talk about are what your aspirations are. And a lot of them will go, oh, I don't know. And the fact is, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, one of the things that we find, and it's not just young people, people who have been at work a long time still don't know what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's worth thinking about here is the rate of change in the world of work is such that even if you think you do know what you want to do, by this time next week, you might not be able to do it anymore. You might have to do something else.
Yes.
So, you know, being flexible is all part of the deal. We're going to talk to Harry later on in a moment about his experiences of doing this and some of the other stuff that he's been up to. But first of all, I'd like to hear from Kim. Kim's the head of careers at the King's School Rochester. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Was the careers fair your idea?
Well, actually, I've got Lisa to thank for it. She emailed our head teacher, Mr. Walker, early on this year and suggested a mini careers fair. Mr. Walker then spoke to me about it, and I thought, well, if I'm going to do a careers fair, I don't want it to be mini. It's
go for
go
it.
Big
You're
or go
massive.
Home.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So it's the careers fair is massive. Yeah.
So, yes, the morning sessions, obviously Lisa and yourself and 8 other volunteers came down to run the networking seminar. I had a gap year organisation come down, representatives from different universities running sessions about personal statements and personal development. And then in the afternoon we had almost 30 universities hosting a UCAS-style event in our school hall.
Wow. Was that the first kind of event you've done of that type in the school?
Yes, and it's the first time that the school's hosted something like this. So, yeah, it was a very steep learning curve.
Absolutely. But it was a fabulous day and there was lots going on there. I mean, from your point of view, how did you find it? Was it beneficial? Are you pleased you did it? Would you do it again?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Mm. It took over my life for a little while.
Oh,
and
sure.
It took me a long time afterwards to really get over it and actually process what I'd done. But I got so much good feedback from the students. They seemed to get an awful lot out of it. Mm. So, yes, in a couple of years' time, there'll be another one, hopefully bigger and better.
Cool, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm going to have a little bit of a rant here because I talk to a lot of employers and I talk, because I'm involved with both a college and a university, I talk to students as well. And a lot of people in the world of work are a bit dismissive of the quality of students coming out of our school system in general. But one of the things that annoys me is that it's very easy to say, oh, look, you know, they're not getting the right education or they're not being taught the right things or they're not being shown a work ethic or anything like that. But unless you as employers engage with them, how are they ever going to know? They don't know what you want. They're not mind readers. Well, Jules is because she's a bit of a witch. But you know, they're not mind readers. We must engage more. If you want something, you've got to tell them what it is you want. You've got to participate in these kind of things. Otherwise, how are they ever going to know? So that's my little bit of rant to you employers out there. If you want good young people coming into the world of work, and trust me, we do. One of the things we've got in this country is a massive skill shortage. We do not have a shortage of jobs. We have a shortage of skills. And unless we tell people what skills we want and help them gain those skills, we're never going to get there, Lisa, yeah?
Yeah, I think that there's also this feeling that you have to be a huge organisation to get involved, and that's not the case. No. You can be a small organisation, and you can get involved on, you know, well, you can give as much time as you've got, but you can get involved on a smaller basis. You can, you know, go in and help with mock interviews.
Yep.
And there are loads of places that you can get in touch with. There's the MEBP, for example, the Medway Education and Business Partnership. They get involved with Enterprise Days, Enterprise Weeks. You've got the mock interviews, CV writing.
Absolutely.
There are so many different things, and you could just go along for one day and get involved in these. And also there's the Young Enterprise. I'm a business advisor for Young Enterprise. They run the company program, which I know that you've been involved with that.
Yeah.
But they also do other things. So that, you know, there's loads of things. Or you could actually contact your local school and just say, look, I've got the odd hour or so, how can I help? Is there anything I can do?
Absolutely.
And, you know, you just give the time that you've got.
Absolutely.
I think that's the important thing, because people get frightened of giving too much time or committing.
Yeah, and it's the work experience as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
they're
crying out for places. Schools and colleges are crying out for placements, and you only need to give, you know, maybe a week. I think the fear there is that people don't really know what to do with the students once they've got them. So that's a whole new...
Once they've made the coffee, they're kind of...
They're twiddling their thumbs thinking, well, now what do we do with them? But, you know, I've developed a whole programme for students that come to us, so that we know what they're doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we touch on all sorts of things, you know, the marketing, the health and safety, etc. So, you know, if you want to have a work experience student, get some help. Ask people, you know, what do you do? How could I do that? But, you know, they're crying out for placements. I know that Kim wants to come in and say something.
Yes, I was just going to make a comment about the MEBP. We had one of our students who actually went out to Lisa's company and did a placement there, and he learned so much from it. It really was an invaluable time. We also had several going to other small businesses in the area and some medium businesses as well, and just to have that week's real life experience is something for them to put on their CV, and it can also help them work out what they want to do later on in their lives. And I'd just like to echo Lisa in saying that any small or medium businesses around the Medway or Mid-Kent area, please do get in touch with the school, because we have so many students that would be absolutely dying to do work experience and get ahead of the curve.
Yeah, absolutely. And teachers listening out there at the moment can close their ears to this. My youngest son, who is now 19, when he was doing his A-levels, sorry about this, Stu, his academic abilities were not the most brilliant, shall we say.
There goes your Christmas present.
Yeah. However, one of the things that Stu did do is he did a lot of work experience. And the strange thing is, his work experience got him a place in further education that his grades certainly did not. And he went up for the place, and they said, well, you haven't got the grades. And he said, can I send my CV? And they went, well, if you really must. And they wrote back to him and said, when would you like to start? And he got a place on further education based on his work experience, not his exam grades, which is kind of amazing. No, thank you for that, Kim. That's really important. I'll tell you what I'd like to hear from now is young Harry. Harry is a Year 13 student, currently doing his A-levels.
It's Harry Kingsley Smith.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
We knew that.
I know.
Who else would it be?
I'm just helping.
It couldn't possibly be anyone else,
I'm
could
just
it?
I'm doing it as your co-presenter.
Thank you so much, Jules.
You're
so kind.
I know.
Harry, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, can I just ask you what A-levels you're doing at the moment?
I am currently studying biology, chemistry and design technology.
Fantastic. And you have aspirations to work in medicine, I know.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Before we come to that, and we will come to that in a moment, why don't you tell us your thoughts and feelings about the event that the school arranged? What I'd like to know from you, if you could, is to tell us what you first thought, really, when they told you that we were going to do it, and then what you thought during the time you were doing it, and then what, if anything, you got out of it afterwards. So that's a bit of a long-winded thing.
Yeah, sure.
So when the school announced we're going to do a careers fair, you know, apart from, oh, blimey, you know, does that mean we'll miss lunch or whatever?
How many lessons are we going to
lose? Exactly. So what did you think when they first told you?
Well, it was the first event of its kind at the school. Mm. So therefore, when we were told about it, I didn't really know what to expect.
Sure.
And considering that first day when I walked into my first period was networking. So when I walked in, I didn't really know what to expect, because I was thinking, you know, I want to be a doctor. Is this really for me? Is this totally relevant? But by the end of the day, I could really see the value in it, because of what we've been exposed to and the skills that we were shown that could be really valuable in getting a job later.
Absolutely.
And tell us a few skills.
Networking was great, because interviews are a really important part of not only medicine, but almost every degree that you want to undertake at university, particularly in jobs afterwards. So therefore, networking skills are social skills at the end of the day. They are getting to know people in a brief period of time, building rapport and hopefully getting something out of it if you look at it on that basis. So therefore, interviews are really quite like that. You need to be able to really connect with the person you're talking to.
Absolutely.
And also for medicine in general, you know, when you're talking to doctors, they might only have a 10-minute clinic duty, but at the end of the day, they need to get to know you, check you're okay, and do their job in those 10 minutes. So it's quite time pressured.
Sure.
And therefore, when you're doing networking, you're getting a chance to really cope with that time pressure. I mean, we were doing it for 40, 60 seconds, you know, it was a case you've really got to get down to it and also, you know, have a social aspect to it, but not forget what you're about and what you're
doing. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's very astute and very good.
Sounds like one of your favourite words, focus.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
focus straight in there.
Absolutely. As Harry quite rightly says, you don't get a lot of time, so it's cutting to the chase, finding out what you're doing, and that's a really useful skill. Mm. Just while we were talking about that, Lisa Marie was talking about Young Enterprise. Interestingly, I've just been asked to participate in a Young Enterprise event at the Romney Marsh Academy in a couple of weeks' time, which is a public speaking competition. And again, that's a huge, huge skill that a lot of people in business really haven't mastered, and it really is important. And if you ally it to what we were just talking about with networking, that all kind of starts to come together there. So, having done it, Harry, having done the day, not just the networking workshop, but other bits and pieces there, what were your overall feelings about it, having got there?
I was glad that we did it, because particularly in the last few periods when we had all the uni fair going on in regards to, we had universities that I wanted to apply to that I was really interested in, and suddenly we had someone representing them who was able to answer all my questions without having to go through the bother of emailing someone and getting an awkward response, or just, you know, it was too specific.
Can I ask you, and you know, be honest with us, you don't have to, you know,
no worries, go ahead.
Say what we want to hear. Did the networking help for the rest of the afternoon when you actually went and talked to these people, you know, because you've got a number of people there that you've got to talk to in a very short order? They're kind of bored because they're saying the same thing over and over again to a whole host of different students. Did you find it useful? Or,
yeah.
Because you're a fairly confident lad anyway, though, aren't you?
Well, maybe. But it broke the ice with regard to thinking, right, okay, you've just got to go for it. Mm. You've got to just go head on in. If this is what you want, you've got to show them that this is what you want. So therefore, when, you know, I was looking at certain stalls, I was like, okay, well, this is quite busy right now, so how am I going to get this guy's attention? Mm. How am I going to make myself vaguely memorable? And I was able to get a few business cards and stuff saying, yeah, come, you know, check with me afterwards to make sure that all the information that I've told you is correct. And, you know, it was good to start a dialogue and really get a better impression of the universities because of these people.
Fantastic.
So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, brilliant. Now then, what I want to talk to you about now is the work experience that you've been undertaking. Why don't you tell us a bit about that? And again, tell us how it came about.
Sure.
And then what your experience was, you know, what you actually did, and then some of your thoughts and feelings about it.
Sure. I've done a variety of things, as I think with most medical applicants, to set yourself apart, because everyone normally has quite academic, really good standing. Mm. So you really want to, one, check that this is really for you, because it's quite a long drafting career path. So therefore, one of the first things I did was looking at a GP practice that was for a day or so, just sort of getting an idea of a local position. And then I went to work, a work experience for a week at the NHS Medway Maritime, which is ENT, which was really, really good. So that was
getting in at the deep end then, literally.
Did you do many operations while you were there?
Only a few, no, I'm joking. So that was great. It was quite competitive getting in because originally there's been some problems with getting work experience placements because naturally everyone wants to do it, particularly medicine. Everyone like, okay, hospital work experience, this is what I need.
Yeah.
So therefore it is competitive, and I was lucky to get my first choice, which was ENT. And so I went in day one and we had clinic rounds and all these sorts of things, and it was great to be thrown straight in the deep end with a group of F2 doctors. So these are guys who have
done. Did you get a white coat and everything?
Oh no, unfortunately not. Well, neither did any of them, but you know, because they're out of clinic duty. It was but it was fantastic. I mean, one day I did a 12-hour shift, which was
really?
Quite, yeah, that was,
well,
that was
fairly
really
standard for a doctor.
It is actually, yeah.
It was a short day.
Yeah, it was. It was so rewarding though, in regards to, you know, even though if you're really, really tired afterwards, you could go home and I could tell these people, thought, yeah, okay, I'm happy with what I've done.
Right.
And more than anything, they actually care, and it's great going into a really large environment because the Medway Maritime is the biggest, busiest in Kent. So you go into this massive place, and suddenly everyone's like, okay, yeah, sure, we'll help you out. It's always a really positive atmosphere, and so then when you're going to people who really care. It it was great. You know, it was all the things I got to see, and suddenly I wasn't just reading a book. I wasn't reading a biochemistry textbook and just thinking, right, this is what a doctor would do. This is what they prescribe. No, suddenly this is a real...
You were on the shop floor.
Yeah, it was good.
It's really important, isn't it? I know people that have had career aspirations to do certain things because they have a view of what that career entails. But when you do it for real, it's a real eye-opener. And sometimes, you know, sometimes people can be shocked by what actually, you know, happens. I used to tell a story about a relative of mine that wanted to be a policeman because he thought being a policeman was like the Sweeney, where you charged around kicking down doors and nicking people. When he discovered that the life of a policeman was somewhat more mundane than that and involved giving reports and writing huge reports, he suddenly changed his mind. But it sounds to me like not only did it not dissuade you, it kind of reinforced this as a career choice for you, Harry?
Yeah, definitely. It was a really structured process throughout the week, which was really nice. I mean, the first day I went and got my
exactly as Lisa was saying, if you structure what people are going to do, it's better. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was definitely not wasting my time for any of it, but also I saw all the nice exciting parts, which some were glorified on TV massively, but at the end of the day there are moments when they're sitting around, okay, got to do the paperwork. And oh, admittedly it's not the most exciting thing in the world, but you can totally see why they do it, and if that's something you need to do to carry out that job, that's something I definitely... Yeah, okay, fine. Cool. If that's something that needs to be done, then so be it.
Fantastic.
Now, for medicine, you're looking at 6 years, are you?
It's 5 or 6 years, depending. Okay. Some have intercalations as well, or PhD opportunities are really into it. Mm. So, yeah, it's basically a long stint at university.
And where are you hoping to read medicine?
Okay, well, yeah, yesterday I was doing... finishing up my UCAS personal statement because it's due in for the 15th for medicine in October, so sort of quite head down getting used to it, and so therefore I am looking at, in no particular order, University of Oxford, Imperial College London, University of Edinburgh, University of Nottingham, and University of Exeter for medical sciences, because
Fantastic.
You can only pick four.
Cool. Do you have a favourite?
Oh, you mustn't ask him things like that. No, No, that can really mess up things.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, if you start doing that.
I'm interested in the patient confidentiality and how that worked with you going in there for a week.
Yes. Okay. So I've had to sign a few confidentiality agreements in my time briefly with work experience. I think I did sign one with the hospital. I definitely signed one with the nursing home, and I signed one with my parents as well, which is quite odd. They were like, right, sign this and don't ever talk to me about this again, because I was doing some work with my parents at their law firm. So it was, you know, a case of people's details secret.
Yeah.
So obviously you'll hear me say no names or anything. Yeah. But so that's obviously a really integral part of medicine. At the end of the day, you have a duty of care for confidentiality.
Absolutely.
So it's something you just try to get used to.
Absolutely. Harry, thank you so much for that. Thank you for coming on the Business Bunker and telling us your experiences. It's been really interesting and really informative. I just want to come back to Kim as head of careers and just ask, from your point of view, handling careers, Kim, what would you like to see more of, if anything, that could help you do what you do from the other side? Obviously, you can deal with the students. Obviously, you can point students at the various options they have, be it university, college, apprenticeships or whatever. But is there anything that you need more of?
Well, as we were saying before, any small businesses, any medium businesses that are willing to offer work experience placements or could send a representative into the school to lead a workshop on a particular area, be it specific to a certain career or more general life skills, that would be absolutely fantastic, because we have a scheme running at the moment called the Jobs Network, which actually Lisa's involved with and a number of parents of the school are involved with, and we run careers lunches in the Easter term and have a mock interview day.
Wow.
We're
okay.
Always wanting more and more people to become involved with it, because as we get more students involved, we have a need for a greater breadth of careers and life experiences, and we really just want people to get in touch so that they can share what they've learned with our students and help them with their university and even job applications.
Fantastic. Cool. Yeah, Harry.
So yeah, to add to that, really, I mean, work experience for medicine in particular, everyone always wants hospital placement. I think it's quite a bigged up thing for your UCAS statement, but also these opportunities aren't available for everyone, so nursing homes and hospices in particular are really useful. Now, universities also talk about that. I mean, I've been in one for over a year, at a part of one, I should say, volunteering, and these skills that you're taught there over a long-term period really show your commitment and test what you're
absolutely.
About. So there are other opportunities, not just hospital placements, I think, because other people can get really worried about it. But at the end of the day, you should always try and test yourself and get some exposure. But if opportunities aren't always available, you should obviously try. Mm. But you might have to look elsewhere and sort of branch out of your ideas.
Absolutely. That's absolutely great advice. Yeah, Lisa Marie.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that on the networking event that we held, it wasn't just about learning the social side of it or the skills. You actually had a good chat with Emma, didn't you, from the hospice. One of the volunteers that I dragged in was Emma from the hospice, the Wisdom Hospice up in Rochester. And she speed networked with Harry, and they had quite a good chat as well. So, you know, it was valuable in that respect as well. So, because they were actually, you know, connecting. I don't know. I think that Emma probably said that you would be welcome to go along and volunteer.
My friend does it quite often now as well.
Oh, really? Can you, I don't know if people can hear that.
One of my friends actually does volunteering at the Wisdom Hospice currently. Of course, I'm tied up at Friston as well at the same time. So given all the busy stuff we're doing, you don't always have the time. But it's something I was really looking forward to, and hopefully doing over the summer after all the applications and stuff is all sent off. So, it's been really good. And it was a really beneficial thing to just stumble upon in networking.
Cool. Yeah. Good stuff. Look, we could talk about this for ages. Unfortunately, we're fast running out of time and we need to talk to Lisa about some other stuff. For the moment, Kim and Harry, thank you so much. King's Call Rochester.
Thank you for having us.
Absolute pleasure. It was a brilliant day. Thank you for joining in with the show, and thank you for imparting all that good wisdom. Absolutely. No, it's good stuff. You know, it's interesting stuff, and the more we can raise this awareness, as Kim said, and it's not just about big businesses, it's about small and medium-sized businesses too. So thank you.
Also, just to add to that, I'd like to say to Kim that as a result of the networking workshop, it wasn't just the students that enjoyed it, it was the volunteers that enjoyed it. And
absolutely.
I had emails afterwards and people getting in touch with me saying, look, we really had a good day, and if you're going to do that again, can you please include me?
Oh, so I certainly will.
You've got some volunteers already lined up.
Fantastic. Just before we come to Lisa Marie and talk a little bit about her business, Telcare, I've had a tweet from Connie Nolan, and Connie is from the Canterbury Christchurch University Business School. And she says, could we have a shout-out for Canterbury Christchurch University? 94% of our graduates are now in work or further education, and we've come third in the UK, according to the Daily Telegraph.
Fabulous.
What a fantastic result. Yeah. So well done, Connie and the team at Canterbury Christchurch University.
No doubt they'll want Lisa Marie to go down and do some work there and for some fairs.
Well, funnily enough, I used to do a bit of lecturing there as well. I've done a few workshops for Christchurch on enterprise and entrepreneurship. And I was saying to you earlier, I've just been booked to do one at the London School of Economics in a couple of weeks' time, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk to Lisa Marie about Telcare, the telecommunications company based on the Medway City Estate, purveyors of the telecoms that keep this very station on the air, and all round good guys. And first of all, you guys have won a little bit of an award, haven't you? David?
A prize, not an award,
a prize.
Yeah, we, as you know, we sell and install what used to be Siemens telephone systems. They rebranded last year and they're now known as Unify. And Unify.
Unify.
It's a good rebranding, really.
Unify.
And Unify got together with Nyman's, who are a reseller up in Manchester, to run a sales incentive. And for the top sales. So we were kind of watching this, and they invented this leaderboard, and they gave us all fake names, and we were watching it going up. And we knew that it would be the top eight that would win a place to Chicago.
Right.
And we didn't really think much of it, and, you know, we were watching the leaderboard, and I think we were 13th, and Becky was keeping an eye on it, and so we're still.
What does Becky do at your place?
Becky actually is she's the oracle. She knows everything about telco. Becky's been with us 20 years,
wow.
So she knows everything. If you can't find anything or you don't know anything, you say Bex. So you will hear, honestly, on a daily basis, you hear someone saying Bex.
It's a bit like mum, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. She is the mother of telco.
Really?
So. But Beck's official role is accounts, and she was watching it every time an order went in. She was hoping to see the percentage change. Mm. And she said, you know, that it's not changed. It's not, we're still at 79%. So we thought, oh, well. And she said, no, but we've put in more orders. So we were kind of thinking, oh, it might change, but not that much. And then Monday, I think it was the Monday morning, I sit next to Becky in the office and she said, uh-oh. I said, what's the matter? She went, we've only got a place to Chicago.
Wow.
So we were all excited. So we decided to send David because he does work hard.
He's the one I've seen on his hands and knees here at the Channel Radio.
Yeah.
Doing the graft.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He volunteers to be the Channel Radio engineer.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he does work really, really hard. So we're sending him. So he's off on Thursday. It's just a long weekend. He's going with the other winners. And it's a really, really good itinerary. They've got all sorts arranged, from jazz clubs to proper Chicago pizzas.
Ice skating?
No, ice hockey. Done.
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey.
Can't they stay at the same time as hockey?
Well, they could. They could try. Not if they're watching, obviously.
Oh, they're watching. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they're watching. They're not actually doing it.
This is well for David, probably.
Yeah, probably. They've got a Segway tour.
Oh, well, okay.
Along the front there, so...
I didn't know what a Segway was.
Did you not?
I thought it was something in a show, you know,
Well,
Segway.
We do have a thing called a Segway on a
but
system
it's a
little
scooter things.
A Segway, in radio terms, is when you move from one event to another.
Like we know.
And it's spelled S-E-Q-U-E. Mm. The Segway that Lisa Marie is talking about is a little two-wheeled scooter.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just staying on one of those is going to be the feat of the...
Yeah, I would like to see it, actually. I would like to see it, but obviously we won't get to see that. Hopefully there'll be some photos. But, yeah, so he's looking forward to that. And, that's you know, the whole office was really, really excited.
Absolutely.
So, you know, because it just was testament to everyone's hard work, really. And it doesn't matter that just one person's going. We're all sort of there with him in spirit. So,
absolutely, yeah. So I mean, and without being funny and without, you know, creeping, one of the things that we love about dealing with Telcare is your interface to us as customer support people. You are always there for your customers.
Thank you.
And, you know, it comes across quite clearly that the team is a happy team that works there, and you don't get any of this job's worthness that you get with other companies. You know, people do pull it.
We do try to keep everyone there and keep everyone happy. Mm. We do socialise together a lot. Well, not a lot, but we do socialise together.
Most nights down the pub.
Yeah. Our major event is the Christmas
Day. Yeah, we found that when we call in the evening. Is this putting out? They're all in a pub, mate. Yeah.
But, yeah, as I say, Becky's been with us for nearly 20 years, so Victoria was with us for 10 years this year.
Happy company.
We do all get on well together. We're just about... We're bursting at the seams. We're just about to spill over into another office now. We need another office.
Oh, wow.
Well... Particularly as Tina's pregnant now, and we feel
she's
that...
And the
baby's starting work as soon as she's born.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
that
is what you call work experience, isn't it?
Well, as her bump gets bigger, she won't be able to fit behind the desk, and there's no room to move the desk anymore, so we need a new office. So
where are you moving to? Are you moving within the same complex that you're in? Or?
Yeah, actually next door.
Right. I did that recently as well.
The neighbours next door have just announced that they're moving out, so we're looking into... it's not a done deal yet, so don't tell anyone.
No, shh. There's no one listening, it's all right.
But, it looks possible that we might do that, which would be, you know, fabulous for us.
Cool.
Because it's just moving next door.
As always, we could talk about this forever, but we really are running out of time.
Sure.
Lisa Marie, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker
Show.
You're welcome. Thank you for telling us about Telcare. Even more so, thank you for engaging with us on the King's School Rochester and their careers fair.
If anyone wants to get in touch, if they've got any questions, just to say, you know, what sort of things have you done? How's it built up over the years? You know, who should I get in touch with? Please do let me know. I'm more than happy to point you in the right direction. Or if you've got any questions over work experience, because I know it's a really daunting experience having a student and being responsible for them for the whole week.
Yeah.
So if you want something, you want some ideas of perhaps what we do, I'd be more than happy to chat to people.
That would be really useful.
Okay.
Give us a shout for your website.
Our website is www.telcare.co.uk, and that's Telcare without the E in the middle. It's not Telecare. There is a company called Telecare.
Yeah, sure.
We are Telcare.
Telcare. T-E-L-C-A-R-E.
Yep. So for telephone systems, telephone lines, broadband, and just general support. We're your people.
Yeah, highly recommended.
Thank you very much.
Lisa, thank you so much for that.
Thank you
for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Will do.
I've got a tweet that I want to read out now, and then we're going to play some more tunage, and then we'll come back and round up with the other 220 tweets I've got outstanding and the dozens of emails. We've had a tweet from Helping Hands Trust. Helping without the G, Helping Hand Trust on the Twitter, is their Twitter handle, Helping Hands. And they say, hi, Paul and Jules, we would love to hear from any children's or young people's or indeed small groups, causes or charities who are looking for microfunding or low-level sponsorship. So if you'd like some microfunding or low-level sponsorship, could you contact Paul Norley? That's N-O-R-L-E-Y, Paul Norley, all one word, at helpinghandcharity.co.uk and provide a brief pitch. Okay?
Yeah,
I will put those contact details on the Business Bunker website later.
Yeah.
But if you're a small charity or a children's group or a small group and you're looking for help with some microfunding or some sponsorship, then do drop an email to Paul Norley, P-A-U-L, N-O-R-L-E-Y at helpinghandscharity.co.uk. Thank you for that. I think we're going to play some tunage. Do you know what I'm going to play?
Well, I was thinking about Fruitcake and Sally for Cakes.
Sally for Cakes. Do you know, it's funny how this comes through. Because Sally for Cakes is one of our listeners.
Yeah.
Sally makes nice cakes.
She drives a nice Mustang.
She does. But also, just for completeness, Sally's husband, Glenn, is the writer on Holby City.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Nicely put together.
And that is why we're playing
Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally. Slow your Mustang down.
Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, the 7th of October. That was a bit of Mustang Sally there. We've had loads and loads of tweets about the last bit that we just did. Phil Thorne, Vanilla Web, joking aside, it's good to hear that young enterprise is being taken seriously now. When I did it when I was 16, the people that ran mine all went to the pub. Thank you for that, Phil. Mind you, that was before the war, I think. It'll kill me for that.
I'm looking up. What's his Twitter handle?
Mr. Phil T.
Okay, that's why I couldn't find him.
It's Phil with a double L. Also, Mandy Hare, known as MacGuffink.
Oh, yeah.
MacGuffin UK. Mandy. Just listened to the Business Bunker with Vanilla Web on Channel Radio. Harry, you are awesome. And she started a hashtag, which is Harry for PM.
Well, that's what we were saying in the studio. He was marvellous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a nerve in sight.
Yeah. So, good stuff. And we got loads more feedback, and we'll read some of that in a moment. But I think, George, you can do an email, if you would.
Yes, very kind of you. There's a French entrepreneur who's cashing in on the English side of the tunnel. And for the past 7 years, Fabian Hennissart, who's aged 40, don't you know, has switched countries twice a day, crossing the sea and resetting his watch back and forth. And he says, you get used to it, you know. And he's from Boulogne in northern France. And every morning he drives his car to the Eurotunnel shuttle and picks up several workmates on the way, probably a few ones that aren't supposed to come in under the bottom of the car as well. After a 35-minute journey, they emerge in southern England and carry on to Ashford, the first large town after the tunnel exit. And Ashford, as you may know, is home to SBE-UK, which is an after-sales service company specialising in electronics, and they all work there. So door-to-door, it takes an hour and a half, and no more if I worked in the Paris area, or Paris, Hennissart explains. He gains an hour on the outward journey, but loses it again on the way back. So he's rarely home before 8 p.m. But he says he wouldn't change it for anything. He said the atmosphere in the UK is much more cosmopolitan and cheerful than in France, he adds. Above all, there are more jobs. I want to ask him, because in Paris, don't they have a two-hour lunch break? Don't have that in Ashford, do they?
Sounds good.
I think they do. Anyway, according to official figures...
It's National Annoy a Foreign Person Day today for Jules.
Oh, you've been listening to The Superior Show.
I have indeed.
Published by the French Ministry of Labour, the number of unemployed, this is official figures, rose by 0.8% in July, reaching 3.42 million, with unemployment affecting 10.2% of the active population.
That's frightening.
Compared with 7.5% before the financial crisis. Now, across the channel, unemployment fell to 6.6% in June. So the contrast between the Nord-Pas-de-Calais region, how do I say that?
Nord-Pas-de-Calais
region and Kent is more striking, despite not only being separated by 30 kilometres of sea. South of the water, unemployment stands at 13%, rising to 17% in Calais and Lens, L-E-N-S, Lens. In Ashford, it barely exceeds 5%. That's really interesting. So this chap, Fabian Hennissart, is commuting and takes him an hour and a half, which is about what it takes my new husband to go into Cannon
Absolutely.
Street.
Absolutely.
I think I prefer to go the other way and have the Parisian lunch, but, you know...
It will take you a bit longer to get to Paris than it will to get to Calais. And I don't think you'd like to pay the taxes on that. But
it would
take
you an awful long time to get home after all that Prosecco.
It would.
Yeah, it would.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
She'd be walking.
There's a rowathon. This is from Chris Pollard, Chris Connect. Yep. And he says, hello, darlings. He says, a rowathon is
being... Why is everybody Dame Edna Everidge today? Hello, says, darlings.
Hello, darlings.
Hello, darlings. Hello, darlings. Hello, little possums. There's a little rowathon going on.
Hello, darlings. There's a rowathon, a little rowathon, going on in aid of the Dandelion Time, and that's a Kent charity for families who've been fragmented by trauma, abuse and neglect. And they're asking to do 1,000 miles non-stop for 3 days and 2 nights on 2 rowing machines. How could you do that, you ask? Well, it's going to be held at NMA Physical Training in Marden, which is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 12, 9A, P for Peter. And it starts at 10 a.m. on Friday, October the 10th, and it finishes on Sunday, October the 12th at 4 p.m. And what they're looking for is individuals to do 10 minutes row for £10 donation and families to do 25 minutes row for £25 donation. Also teams, 6 to 10 peeps, 60 minutes row for £60. And to register, you go to www.dandeliontime.org.uk/rowathon. That's from Mr. Chris Pollard of Chris Connect.
Thank you, Chris. Good stuff. Rob Parker from Go Vicinity.
Oh, I love Rob.
Hello, Vanilla Webb. Hello, Jules. Drove past your Hagelands Village studio yesterday.
Oh.
Was on my way to see a client in Dimchurch. I nearly popped in. Well, you should have done.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been.
Mind you, we weren't here, but no. you could have popped in.
But he could have stayed the night.
He could have stayed the night.
Curled up with an alpaca.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of you may have noticed on the Kent Business Radio website, I've made a small change to the homepage, and we now have a news headline section. And the first piece, and that's going to be changing on a regular basis, so do keep a lookout for it. And the first piece of news I put up there is fairly astounding, I think, because Tenterton-based Chapel Down Wine, in an effort to raise funds for expansion, was seeking investors through crowdfunding. The process allows anyone to invest in exchange for perks, or in this case shares in a company, or interest by making it a loan. And in 24 days, it raised the maximum allowable and the highest amount ever raised in the UK of £3.95 million.
Wow.
Chapel Down launched its share offer via equity crowdfunding site Cedars on September the 8th. Its initial target was just £1.6 million. It was smashed within 3 days. The final total of £3.95 million includes individual investments ranging from £10 to over £250,000. The company, which currently sells all of the wine it produces, will use the new funding to plant more vines to meet demand, build a new winery and a brewery, as well as extending its Tenterton hospitality facility.
Just think that's happening in Tenterton. And
in Tenterton, my little home,
where
is what I live.
But also the home of Snake Hips, and you should follow him.
I have no idea what you're talking about now.
Snake Hips. He lives there. But you know, English wine, Paul Andrews, is rocking.
Because
we've had these mild summers.
Especially in Kent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got exactly the right. Some of our wines are knocking the old French wines off the pillar and post.
Oh, go for it, Jules. Go for it big time. Yeah. Just annoy them all.
Balfour Blush is another nice one. It's a
is
rosé.
It? Indeed.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Kent and Victor Chamber have an after-hours club, 6 to 7.30. They say, just turn up, no need to book. There's one this evening at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford, and there's also another one this evening at Nucleus Business Innovation Centre in Dartford. And on the 21st of October, which is my mother's birthday, there's one at Abbott Spartan in Canterbury.
Cool. The Small Business Act for Europe consultation has been announced. The European Commission has launched a public consultation about the proposed revisions to the Small Business Act, so that's the SBA, for Europe. The consultation is seeking views from small business organisations, public bodies and small and medium-sized firms. The proposed revisions to the SBA include measures to simplify the process of setting up in business. Well, that would help. To improve smaller firms' access to finance and markets, that would help. And to address skill shortages, that would really help. So the consultation runs until the 15th of December 2014. If you'd like to be involved and to put your tuppence worth in, there's a massive website link here, which I have put on the Kent Business Radio website, but it's basically ec.europa.eu/enterprise/policies/SME/Small Business Act. But I will put the link up on the Kent Business Radio website. And if you're a small business and you'd like to participate in the EU small business consultation process, please do so.
And when is it again?
It runs, it's open now, and it runs until the 15th of December.
Fabulous. And a big hello to your wardrobe advisor, Trace Randall.
Hello, Trace. How are you?
@BY_Trace. She's listening in. And also John Austin Brooks, Thirst for Funk, who is on a Thursday night, am I right?
Thursday evening on Channel Radio.
Yeah. And Funky John is listening in, and he's also chatting with Ali Mo Restaurant, because he went there. And he had a lovely Moroccan.
Cool.
So to speak.
Did he eat anything?
He had a lovely Moroccan and a lovely Moroccan meal.
Cool.
Lee Ancorians FC is listening in. Great show, he says. And they are reminding us that they're looking for players for under 7, under 8, under 9 teams to enter league at Christmas.
Nice one.
So, and I wanted to say, talking of Christmas, if you want to do a Business Bunker pre-diet for Christmas, we had on the Superior Show a couple of weeks back the lovely Jane Plan, and she's offered Business Bunker listeners her meals. Normally you pay a little delivery charge every week to get these beautiful meals, or every month. And she's
These are nutritionally balanced, calorie balanced meals that she delivers ready done.
So you get them all done. And all
does she spoon feed it to you?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't sit on your lap and spoon feed it.
But no, that I would pay for.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's perfect for someone like you, Paul Andrews, who lives on your own. You know, little saddo in your conservatory, in your Winsiette pyjamas and all
that. Would I have to get dressed?
No, you just get the delivery.
I can still wear my vest.
For Business Bunker, she's offering free delivery, so you're saving $7.95, and you get all your meals, and all you add is your veg. So you get your beautifully breakfast, lunch and dinner and snacks.
Cool.
So contact at scoffquaff if you're interested, or janeplan.co.uk.
Okay. Right, we started a trend now.
Yeah.
Because now the boys from down the pub have said,
Down the pub.
If you're plugging shows, then how about us? It shows you how often they don't listen to this show, because actually we plug your show every single week at the end of the show, young man. But just
we
to do it early while
down
you're listening.
Down the pub, don't we?
We always talk about down the pub.
Having beer, a knees up.
Beer, balls, birds and bands.
And bands.
Jonathan and Philip down the pub. But
so
I
hasn't
believe
one of them had a baby?
No. Jonathan's wife is having a baby.
Oh, but surely and Jonathan takes two to tango.
No, I think she's perfectly good at doing it. Well,
really?
Harry would know more about
this.
We'll have a word with Harry about this in a moment.
Hey,
but
Harry,
I'm fairly sure that Jonathan's wife will be giving birth. But Jonathan will be holding her hand and mopping the sweat from
he'll
her brow.
And then,
so I don't think Jonathan's there tonight. And I think I heard a rumour that one Mrs. Thorne was taking part.
A little rumour.
A little rumour that Down the Pub will be hosted by Phil and Liz.
Don't forget there's the
construction
expo.
It's on tonight at 7 p.m.
And you must listen.
And you must listen.
Just to find out about the baby.
It's a cracking show.
Talking of babies, Harry, let me introduce you to someone that introduced my baby in 1988. That's how old I am. Yehudi Gordon, who was the founder of the natural water birth. He's the guru. Fabulous. I'll introduce you. There's a construction expo 2014. Can you afford not to be there? And they say, dear Jules, with no mention of Mr. Andrews.
Quite right.
It's tomorrow, mañana. It's at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, near Maidstone, Junction 7, M20, free parking. London and South East account for over 35% of the UK's total construction output. It's the focal point for all professionals and suppliers targeting this industry. I'm going to cut it short because we're running short of time.
We are indeed.
But the website is www.kentconstructionexpo.co.uk. Lots of guest speakers, free event. Go there tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4:30. Say you heard it on the Business Bunker.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. We've had a tweet.
Oh, Lisa Marie is going.
Is she?
Yes.
We had a tweet, again, from Rob Parker at Go for Synergy Creative, and he says, Paul and Jules, don't forget to mention Bob Club's Canterbury Networking Group at Howfield Manor tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. You can find out about it by going to the website, which is bobclubs.com/club/Canterbury.
I think I'm supposed to be going to that.
Are you? 6:30 in the morning.
I know. It's not really worth going to bed for me.
Phil has retweeted, Down the Pub has been renamed in honour of Liz, Down the Wine Bar for one night only. this will interest Lisa, I think. Ofcom outlines plans to help small firms. Communications regulator Ofcom has outlined a programme to ensure small firms are better served by UK telecom services. According to Ofcom, this will include providing support to rural firms, launching a web portal that provides advice and support specifically for business, and publishing research on the provision of telecom services to small and medium-sized firms. Mm. Ofcom has already published a contract checklist that provides advice to firms about landline, phone, broadband or mobile contracts. And more details can be found at their website, which is media.ofcom.org.uk/news. It's about time we took on some of this. Our rural broadband provision and our rural 4G provision is a disgrace.
Yes.
For an advanced country, it's a disgrace. I can get a better internet signal in the middle of the bush in Uganda than I can in Tenterton.
In the bush?
I can indeed. Even without pretending to be South African.
There's an advice funding fair, and it's great news for local charities, voluntary and community-based organisations. If you're small and local group, Case in Kent will be holding an informal funding fair at the Civic Centre, Tannery Lane, Ashford, on this Thursday, the 9th of October, between 10 and 2. Short of time, so I'm just going to read out the website, which is casekent.org.uk, and we'll put that on the Business Bunker after. There's an email as well, but if you go on to casekent.org.uk, you will have time to find out more about that. This Thursday.
Sorry?
This Thursday.
This Thursday.
There's a course for startups and social enterprises, and that's the Kent Adult Education Centre. And they're offering an extensive range of courses aiming to meet the various needs and interests of communities in Kent. And this is in collaboration with Enterprise Foundation, Kent Adult Education, and they'll be delivering a series of short seminars from the Maidstone Enterprise Centre. Details of this will be, you have to email emma.brooks@enterprisefoundation.net or 01622 757 590.
Cool. Well, it seems that Harry's been the star of this particular show, because we've had another tweet.
Fan club.
And again, it's from down the pub, and I go, what a great listen the bunker was. Harry, you're a star. Stay and do a show on the station. There you go. So why would you want to be a doctor when you can be a DJ? Thank you for that, Phil.
Phil is doing hospital radio. It's already decided.
Yeah. There's a cap on dividends from CICs is to be removed. Community interest companies will be able to pay dividends above 20% of the share value to individual shareholders each year under new proposed legislation. The cap on dividends, which currently stipulates that community interest companies cannot pay dividends to a shareholder that are worth more than 20% of their share in any one year, will be removed as of this week, the 1st of October 2014, under the Community Interest Amendment Regulations 2014. The maximum amount that a CIC can pay out in dividends will remain at 35% of distributable profits. The decision to remove the 20% limit followed a government consultation in 2013.
The Pledge to Change event is at the Salvation Army building in Canterbury, Kent. It's this Friday, the 10th of October, 1:30 to 4:30. And it's the Time to Change Pledge, which is a public acknowledgement that an organisation wants to tackle mental health stigma and discrimination. So very, very important one here. There is no email, but there is a, sorry, there is no website, but the email is info@sekgroup.org.uk. Spaces are limited, and the phone number is Canterbury code 01227 844 449. And there's lots and lots of speakers there, and it's to celebrate also World Mental Health Day, 10th of October.
Cool. The Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce have networking breakfast with business, which includes a full English breakfast from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And the next one is taking place on Friday, the 10th of October, at the Bridgewood Manor Hotel in Rochester. And after that, on Friday, the 31st of October, at the Hilton Maidstone Hotel, Maidstone. If you'd like to book that, go to the kentinvictachamber.co.uk website to book your place. Its chamber members are £15 and non-members are £20. And that includes, as I say, a full English breakfast. Breakfast. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of the show. It's been a pleasure sharing the afternoon with you. We have a new star on our hands, young Harry from the King's School Rochester, who's been absolutely brilliant. Many, many thanks to him. Many thanks to Kim Clark, Head of Careers from the King's School, King's School Rochester. Sorry. To Lisa Marie Settle of Telcare Limited, thank you so much. Coming up on Channel Radio at 3 o'clock, we have the Extra Milk Show with Mr. Kevin Cann. That's followed at 5 o'clock by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with his stripy socks.
There's a queue forming.
And then at 7 o'clock, we have a revised Down the Wine Bar with Phil and Liz.
The ladies.
Yeah, the ladies are here. So 2 hours of mayhem down the pub with Phil and Liz tonight. And then at 9 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews with All That's Great, with 18 hand-picked new tunes on the New Potato Show. Stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of today. I've been Paul Andrews. She's been Jill Serkin. We will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.